Hello, Erica. How are you doing today?
Hello, good. What about yourself?
Doing well. So I want to talk to you about two phone calls. Unfortunately, we did get a 90 back on your QAs. And I checked it out and verified it. And what happened was is you put a customer on hold to cancel. And the you had a 49-second hold. So that's going to end your streak of having straight 100s. But that was an awesome streak that you had. And I'm sure you'll even outdo it next time.
Yes, sir.
But just remember to try to check in every 30 seconds with customers when you do place them on hold. And, I mean, that's really all we can say about that. But you did a outstanding job week in and week out. And you're still going to have the top-tier pay. We just won't have that six-week average of 100 that we used to have. But that's okay. Listen, we all get 90s and 80s sometimes. So you've been doing above and beyond when it comes to that.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know you were just trained recently on TH quality. And we did have a call come back. I wanted to kind of go over with you. And I have the recording and the account as well if you want to listen to it or look up so I can forward you the email. You might have to open the actual phone call on your phone if you have Outlook on your phone. But what it was is a customer called in to ask about a charge. You mentioned what was ordered, and you attempted to retain her, but she declined. That was good. The customer told you that her bank told her about the charge, and she's going to tell the bank not to pay it. So at that time, you offered her a $49 refund, and she declined. You actually never did move up to the next step, which would be a full refund offer. So you never did agree to give the customer a full refund. Now, you explained the terms and a little bit, and you told her that the account would be canceled. But if you offer the $49 refund and they tell you no, just go ahead and do the full refund. It's a TH quality actually has a high chargeback rate, and the reason why they're so giving on refunds is because the more refunds you have, the less chargebacks you have, and the vice versa. So if you don't give a lot of refunds, you're going to end up with a lot of chargebacks. So it's like a balancing act that the companies have to do.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's really it. Since it's like your first call on TH quality, I think what you got trained last Saturday, didn't you? Or the Saturday before?
I believe it was either last Saturday or the Saturday before.
Yeah, see, since you're so new to it, we're just going to, call this just a campaign update. So you kind of know from now on to go on to that next step if they decline the $49. So
yes,
it's not going to go on your QA, and I'm not going to document it this time. I just want to make sure that you understand that you offer $49, they say no, that's fine, full refund.
Yes, sir. Okay, I had one today in TH quality. I think it was the only call I had today so far. The customer said he never ordered the watch, but it was just ordered yesterday on the 24th. And I was still supposed to transfer him, right, to the fraud department.
Yeah, if he's claiming fraud, did you kind of go over what happens when you transfer to fraud?
Yes, I asked if anyone else could have ordered it. He said no. He said he keep his card in his wallet at all times. And then he said he never would pay $727 for a watch. He said if you buy a watch, it's going to be at a good price for the watch. And he said no one in the household, no one in the household. And then he said all he do is shop at Home Depot. And I said, well, have you ever did a survey? Or maybe a free price. Then I also mentioned Walmart, Amazon, and Costco. He said no.
Well, that's perfect then. So you did everything correct 100%.
Okay. Because it was just ordered yesterday, and I was just making sure because it was only the 727. But I still transferred him to the fraud department.
Yeah. So if you went over all the steps that you told me, then you did that 100% correct. That's a good job.
Okay. And another one today. I messed up on an account. It was he previously spoke with someone else, and they offered him 35% refund, and he accepted it. Then he called me. He just kept contesting that he wanted a full refund. And then as I thought about it, I was like, wait, he had to make another threat with me in order for me to refund him. But he didn't make a threat until afterwards. He said, I have plenty of attorney friends that will love to slap a lawsuit on this or something. It was something in that manner. But he mentioned attorney friends, but it was after the fact, after I already offered the remaining refund percentages.
Yeah, well, that's fine then. You know what?
Okay.
And they don't have to make a new threat with you. If
Okay.
you see on the notes that they made a threat with somebody else, then you could just pick up where you left off. From what I could tell, sounds like you did that call perfect. So that's
Okay, I
good.
just thought, yes, sir, I just thought they had to make a new threat with you because it was, but they had already issued a 35 when I mentioned it. He said, that's not good enough, that's unacceptable. So that's when I moved from 50 to 75.
Perfect. That's what you do. So
Okay.
yeah, you had, and listen, that used to be a rule of ours. So, you know, as far as they have to make a new thread on the phone with you, that used to be something that we went by. But, you know, so you may have heard that from a lead before who, 'cause, you know, sometimes we're the last people to know the updates. But no,
Yes,
that
sir.
I recently talked to the assistant manager, Dianca, about that. And so I can verify that they don't have to make a new threat with you. You can just, if it's in the notes that they made a threat, then you can just pick up and move on. So you handled that perfectly.
Okay, I was just making sure. I just like he didn't make a new threat with me until after the fact. Okay. Okay then.
Awesome. Well, you have any other questions on any calls and or any feedback?
No, sir.
Well, I'm always here if you need me. And if it's something where you can't get a hold of me, remember you can always ask another team leader going to the group. So
Yes,
keep
sir.
doing what you're doing because you do a great job. And we're going to, you know, I'm going to get some calls from you today and see if we can forward those for an escalation nomination because I believe you
Yes, sir.
deserve it because you do a great job.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that'll be about it, Erica. Just keep on doing what you're doing, girl. And thank you for your time and effort.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.